I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things and
self-care
for yourself. If we don't sing it, it doesn't count.
Yeah, that's like part of the self-care. Yeah,
ignore our first episodes because we are not singing it then. And
yeah, I wonder when we started singing it.
I don't know. Probably like when we had enough rosé that it felt right.
I mean, to be fair, though, I do sing a lot of things.
I do, too. Just randomly. Yeah. And I just change words, and it's like, oh, that's not going to work. Like, you can insert Aspen's name into anything.
Right.
Or Spenny. It works. So what did you do this week for self-care?
So this week for self-care, what did I do? Oh, you know what? We finished painting the living room.
Okay, that's huge.
Yeah. So I feel like now I just feel more settled having the living room.
I saw it. I love it. It looks great.
Right? So much better than those hideous Broncos colors.
I see what she was going for, though. Like,
I get it, but it doesn't mean I like it. Yeah, so fix that. Now that we have our living room, like, our couch is down there. The walls are not hideous. We have a bigger TV.
It's like coming together.
Cozy.
But Rome wasn't built in a day. It takes some time.
It takes some time, which is why the art room isn't done yet.
Well, sorry. I want you to I'm pissed. No, remember I told you, I was like, take all the time you need and I can help you.
Yeah.
We want it
but
to
I
be
think
like.
This will go flaw. By quick. And I'm going to put a whole bunch of this shit in the shed outside. So.
Wait. That's Keith's house.
Keith's home.
Yeah, you can't just put it in Keith's home. He has to have a place to be.
Oh, God. I don't even want to tell that story because it's embarrassing
funny.
To him.
Yeah, we're not going to tell the story. Just know Keith likes tough sheds. That's
he
all you need to know.
He loves a tough shed.
Who doesn't?
As shelter.
From the cold. That's all you need to
know. That's all you need to know. What did you do?
So, speaking of Keith, we actually celebrated our fifth year.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Still not engaged. Excuse me.
Kim, you gotta have patience.
I don't have any. But it was really fun. We went to Upstairs Circus and I made this like necklace that I'm wearing right now.
That's so freaking cute. I love it.
Can you hear it, people?
It's like a mala necklace with like these really pretty like light blue beads and then some sparkle beads.
And I had the choice of black or white and I chose white. What is going on?
Look at you.
I know. Changing.
Growing up.
Changing my ways, growing up.
Changing your aesthetic.
I am
well
now,
the good news is that you can wear black underneath it and then it pops.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because it was like, it's not that big of a deal, but to me, I was sitting there for quite a while deciding what colors I wanted to do. You would have thought,
you're like, my first choice is black.
Well, so like, funny story,
why don't you choose a color?
Why don't you be happy for one skin? So we were sitting at a table, some girl was like sitting there too. And her friends hadn't showed up. I didn't know this at the time. And I looked over and she was like looking at me like this.
Like a resting bitch face?
Like, no, pissed off.
Oh, she was
And
mad.
I just was like, I'm going to do the most Kim thing ever. And I turned down and I look immediately. I like was like, wow, it was weird. And then I was like, nope, combat it. And I was like, what are you making? And she's like, oh, I'm making a dog collar. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking right. Stare at me crazy.
You can make a dog collar?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought that was really cool. They have leather. They have so many. That's why I'm saying, can we go? Because, like, they have so many. Like, I thought of you the whole time. I went there one time. I did it for a bachelorette party.
I think it was someone's birthday or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was so fun. And they had, like, a rosé drink. And obviously, I did that.
Gonna need to have a rosé drink
with
your craft.
Yeah, the people there were so nice. It was, like, genuine. Like, it wasn't, like, people being fake nice. And you're, like, wow, they really. Like, they were really nice there. It was fun.
That's awesome.
Good time. Yeah.
Where did you guys like make it like a night and like go eat somewhere or like?
Yeah, we went to Machete afterwards.
Your face.
Because obviously.
Because duh,
that's why. And we sat outside. It was a fun night.
Nice.
And before, I got off work early because it's like Labor Day weekend. And we went and like walked around Hudson Gardens and like downtown Littleton. And I mean, we were essentially killing time, but it was fun because there's frogs in the water at Hudson Gardens. And I sent your mom a picture because I was like, I know you like frogs. Here's frogs.
Nice.
And she was like, thanks for thinking of me. I was like, yeah, of course. So it was fun. It was a good time. So.
That's awesome. Happy anniversary.
Yay, 5 years.
Whoop, whoop.
5 years of drama from me.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. I mean, a little bit, but
every
in a good way.
Relation has their drama.
Oh, for sure. But like the healthy kind, so.
That's good. Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
So I had to go a little bit of a different direction with this. So I was going to tell you about urban legends and if they were true. And I had to go to my family, like, what are your favorite urban legends? And my sister was like, white pants after Labor Day. I'm like, all right,
that's
this isn't going to fucking
not an urban
work.
Legend.
They're not that, you know, like, when you tell birthday parties.
White pants after Labor Day.
I love my sister.
Honey?
She's so crazy. Well, she kind of got the assignment afterwards. But
okay.
But I was like, okay, these guys aren't helping me. Because they're like,
God.
I don't know any. And I'm like,
Why
was I born into this family? They are like, scary stuff is not good with us.
Okay, I'm so excited that you're doing this because I was going to do one, like, my next story.
Oh, you can because there's so many.
Yeah.
But.
Oh my God, which one?
Okay, there's a few.
Okay.
So what I was going to do was I was going to be like, oh, I'll tell a urban legend and I'll kind of tell.
And like fact check it?
Yeah, and fact check it.
Yes.
But a lot of stories are based off of other stories.
Right.
So they take elements and it's not easy to trace like who started
right.
it.
Right. There used to be a show about it.
Beyond Belief?
Yes.
We watched it all last
night. Oh my God. It's
hours
so
and hours.
Good.
It's on Amazon Prime. It's free.
Is it?
Yeah.
I fucking love that show. Did you watch the one where the bug goes, like, this girl has, like, a beehive hairdo, and then there's, like, a bug, like, a spider that is, like, nested in her hair, but then it, like.
Is it Beyond Belief episode?
I don't know. It might not be Beyond Belief. Because
there's scary stories to tell in the dark. She has the bug that, like, goes into her, like,
into her
cheek.
Face.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was actually what I was thinking of.
Okay.
So I used a lot of sources for this.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But the thing, I just want to start this off is there's always, and there's a movie called Urban Legend, and I'm taking kind of what, because Robert Englund, who is the guy who plays Freddy Krueger, he plays a professor, and he makes a really good point. It's a movie, granted, but he's like, every single urban legend you hear, you'll tell that story and people are like, oh, that actually happened to a girl in my town.
Right.
So when I was fact checking these, they were like, yes, this happened in 2013. And I dug deeper and it's like, but there's no name.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, yeah, this happened.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, okay.
But they all have like the same story. Right. So it's like regardless of where you are, which I find so fascinating, like there's always the story of like, the girl on the road that then like she needs a ride and then she disappears and like
the girl in the white dress,
she's been dead for years.
Yeah,
like
she didn't really exist.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just gonna start off. We had a conversation about this like a few months back, and maybe you remember. I was like I asked you and Steven. You both actually had great answers, and I was gonna ask Steven to ask you so I could incorporate yours. But this is actually one I want to do again because it's really, because there's so many urban legends.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
I asked you guys, I was like, what was your first urban legend that you heard that kind of got you into urban legends?
I don't even remember what
okay,
I said.
Okay, I'll tell mine.
Okay.
And this was like what got me brainstorming. Okay, so I'm just going to say it's called The Knife on the Grave, but there's many different stories.
I love this one.
Okay, so this girl is with her friends and they decided that they were just going to drive around for the night, and it kind of got boring after a while. And it was a girl and her friend's boyfriend, and the friend and the boyfriend obviously kind of want to be alone, but they have her friend with her. So the boyfriend tells the girl's friend, his girlfriend's friend, we'll call her Nancy, the girlfriend's friend, Nancy, and we'll call the girlfriend Charlotte. So he tells Nancy, he's like, hey, we're about to go to the graveyard. And if you hear thunder and lightning, it's thunder and lightning because that's how we do. He told Nancy, he was like, hey, there is a serial killer that is buried in this graveyard. And they drive to a graveyard and he's like, and if you're able to actually go stand on the grave for an hour, I'll give you $100.
$100? Fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, I would do it. I'd be like, $100? Yeah. So obviously he did this so he could be alone with Charlotte and make out with her.
They're just trying to.
So, and he was like, to prove that you did it, you have to stab the grave, but you have to go sit on it for an hour.
Okay.
So the girl's like, yeah, I'll absolutely do that. So she goes to this grave and she kind of hears voices, and just know a lot of the urban legends kind of, there's like little different things. So she kind of hears noises and stuff like that. And she's like, I'm not scared. This is ridiculous. And after an hour, she sets a timer and the timer goes off and she decides to stab the grave. And as she stands up, she feels something pull her back and she starts panicking and freaking out. And she is just like, oh my God, what's going on? So she keeps trying to stand up to like leave and go back to the car. But something pulls her back and she ends up dying of fear because what is pulling her back? She hears talking. So Charlotte and her boyfriend are like, what is going on? And they go to the grave and they find their friend whose hair is solid white because she died of fear. They find out that she stuck a knife in her jacket and that's what was holding her back. It was her own fear.
Oh my God.
And that's, ironically enough, that's the story Kleb told me. My sister, who clearly doesn't know any urban legends, told me this when I was a kid. And I think my sister was so weirded out that at that point I was like, oh my God, tell me more. My sister's like, you're 5. Why are you not scared?
Well, so I heard that story, but I heard it like a Victorian version where it was like they were wearing like ball gowns and it was like essentially the same thing where they were like all at this party and then someone dared this girl to go put, it was like a cane, I believe. You know, one of those like fancy
something
ones
to stab in the ground to, like,
and it was like the same
story,
but it was like a different time period basically. And then she like, you know, stuck the stake in or the cane in and it got her dress, and then it was like the same story. It was just like a different time period.
Yeah, and she like died of fear.
Yeah.
So these will change story to story. Sometimes they'll be a little more gruesome than others. Yes. But I was watching Beyond Belief because I knew this was one of the stories, and they said it was fake.
Aww.
But they do extensive research on stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like one of the urban legends, but there was no backstory to it. And some of the stories stem from other stories, and I'll get more into it.
Okay.
Like the one I'm going to tell you next.
Yeah.
I have 5-6 stories.
Oh my God, I'm so stoked.
And fuck, I just kind of have like... Like, look how short my notes are.
Yeah, because like, it's like they're quick stories, but it's like, and then how do you get to the background information of it? Because a lot of them, it's just like, did someone just make it up? Like, is it just a story that's been passed down? It's like a cultural thing. Like, it's so
stuff
hard.
Is based on other ones because, okay. So this one is called The Hook.
I love this one.
Okay.
Oh, this is my favorite one.
So I'm going to reuse the name Nancy. Nancy and...
fucking Nancy, just getting murdered all over
Nancy the place. And John. We'll use John.
Sure. Yeah.
Nancy and John had been dating for a little bit, and they decided that they really liked each other and they wanted to go to a lover's lane. Let's make out and maybe like pants stuff.
Maybe like some over the shirt boob touches.
Danae, you're crazy.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
So they're making out, they're doing hand stuff, doing all the things. And Nancy is like, oh my gosh, this is so great. So she turns on the radio to like set the mood. They were trying to play Pony by Ginuwine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that will set the mood.
I don't know if you've ever had romance, but when you're playing Pony,
if you've ever had romance, that's my go-to song for romance.
Riding my pony. So you're in the car, it's the 90s, you guys are making out, it doesn't matter what time period it is, let's be real. And
but if Pony's playing,
all of
the
90s. Sudden, they stop Pony to talk about something going on in the news. And there's
a broadcast.
There's a broadcast over in the news. And by the way, they were very secluded. They were away from everything. They could see over the city. It's a very dark area. And mid-boob touch, they get this radio thing that says that the... a mental patient, and I don't like using that word, but let's be honest, that's kind of what it is, like, from this time period.
Yeah, yeah.
Had escaped, and he was very dangerous, armed. They didn't know where he was, and they were like, if you're at home, lock your doors. And Nancy's like, fuck no. And they said he had a hook for a hand.
Oh my God.
So he would be very easy to identify. And Nancy is like, I want to go home. This is really scary. Yeah, and John's like, nah, boo, I want
to,
like...
He's like, we're almost to under the pants stuff.
Yeah, we're almost to, like, reach in my pants. And she's like, nah, I don't want to do that. And he's like, all right, fine. And he's, like, frustrated. And she's like, just take me home and we'll do pants stuff later. He's like, fine. I'm making it way sexual. So he takes her home. And as he gets out of the car... And they hear rustling a little bit before they leave. And he's like, fine, whatever. He kind of has a bad feeling too, but, you know.
But he's a boy and he doesn't want
to admit
it. He's
thinking with the other brain.
Yeah.
And he takes her home and he decides to open her door because that's chivalrous AF.
Sure.
And there's a hook attached to the car handle. Dun, dun, dun. So this story, I did so much digging into shit, came about in the 1950s.
Right.
When lovers lanes were a thing. So there probably wasn't really boob touching. There was probably more making out.
Yeah. Some canoodling, if you will.
So this was based on the Tex Arcana murders.
Okay.
There was a movie called The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
Yes.
Okay. So during that time period in the Tex Arcana area, and if you're not familiar with that, which I haven't been there, but I know about it, Texas and Arkansas... like border each other. So there's an area that they call Texarkana, and it's just the borderline between Texas and Arkansas. So
it's, you know, like,
yeah,
where rainbows end, and
yeah,
and it's dreams. A beautiful place. Dreams come true there.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
There's definitely not any bigotry.
None at all. In those two states, are you kidding me? So there was a movie on this case, and, you know, I'd like to dig into this at some point. So I'm not going to get too much in it. Yeah, it's The Sun That Dreaded Sundown. I'm thinking next movie
night.
The Town
That Dreaded Sundown.
The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
The Sun That Dreaded Towns.
It's, there's sundowns going down. People hate it.
People hate the dark, essentially.
So basically there was just this string of murders that people were killed in Lover's Lanes, and it actually happened. So they based that story off of that. Granted, there was not an escaped mental patient. But there was somebody on the loose, and they didn't know who the murderer was.
Did he have a hook for a hand?
No.
Damn it!
But I thought that was a fun little add-in.
Okay, I do like the hook for a hand thing.
Yeah, yeah, because...
That's fucking scary.
Thank you. I agree with that completely. Yeah. It's like a Christmas story. You shoot your eye out, kid. So, another one, and I'll tie these into each other with, like, the theme.
Okay.
So... The next one is called The Boyfriend.
Oh.
So these two kids, also Lover's Lane, boob touching, it's happening.
Hormones are raging.
They do all their stuff, and then they decide to go home, and the car won't start. And dummy forgot to put gas in the tank. And they're far away from everything.
Damn it, John.
John is just fucking up.
Can you please?
So this couple is sitting in the car. And John said, I'm going to have to go get gas. And she's like, I'll come with you. And he's like, no, this isn't exactly a safe area. And then the news report comes on of a murderer that's just targeting people than Lover's Lanes. And they're like, wow, that feels specific.
They're like, fuck, that's us.
But he needs to get gas. So he wants her to stay still. Some of the variations, she goes in the back seat and puts a blanket over her.
Okay, I've
heard other variations, yeah. She just like naps in the car.
Oh, this one. Oh God, I love this one too.
Yeah,
this is a good one.
And she just hears her boyfriend leaves, and he was like this big jock guy, so he shouldn't have taken too long because
he didn't run a 5-minute mile.
Yeah. We're just roasting Keith left and right.
We won't. It's part of that story.
Yeah, it's part of that story. Oh yeah, it's same night. It's Keith.
Yeah.
Anyways, so he's like, just sit tight. I will hopefully be back in like less than an hour. And she's like, okay.
Okay.
So she's just hanging out in the car, and she's spooked because it's scary being alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every sound you hear is probably like, oh my God, is that someone outside?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And then she kind of hears like scratching at the top of the car. And she's thinking, we're under a tree. It's gotta be the tree. It's
like a branch.
It's fall. Shit's falling. It's fine. And she just hears little scratchies, nothing crazy. And she just is like, okay, fine. I'm fine. So she ends up falling asleep. And she wakes up to another scritchy, scratchy sounds. And she starts freaking out. And she's like, I need to get out of the car. But
he should be back by now.
He should be back by now. But the car was off, so she couldn't tell what time it was. She didn't have a phone at this point.
So maybe she was only asleep for a few minutes.
So she's like, I'm fine. It's fine. Because it was still dark. It's scary. Right. I don't know how she fell asleep.
You really have no gauge at that point.
You have no gauge. It's just like darkness. So she just hangs out. And next thing she knows, she hears more scritchy, scratchy sounds. And she's like, okay, I need to go check this out. Then all of a sudden, she hears the police say, ma'am, get out of the car immediately and do not look back. So she gets out of the car, and like anyone with morbid curiosity, she looks back and she sees her boyfriend hung above the car, and the scritchy, scratchy sounds were his shoes just like going above.
Dude, these stories were like probably what made me like get into like...
Yeah.
Creepy. Yeah, because
you heard
right?
this at sleepovers.
Slumber parties. Yeah. And then like there was that book.
Exactly. The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
God, I love that book.
So okay, so this changes sometimes because sometimes it's super violent. It's like the boyfriend's head was found in the car.
Oh.
But I watched a movie called Urban Legend, and that's what I used for research for this. But Joshua Jackson. Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
He was Pacey in Dawson's Creek.
I never watched Dawson's Creek.
That's where you fucked up.
Oh, sounds like you suck.
So.
Okay, we'll watch Dawson's Creek and The Notebook.
We have a lot of watching to do. Yeah. And we need to watch The Town That Dreaded Sundown. Anyways, yeah. So in that movie, basically he gets hung from the tree and they find him.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so the story just changes variation to variation. If you tell anyone that story, most of the time they're going to be like, oh, that happened to my mom's friend or something.
Right.
Like I said, there's no names in any of these stories. So that was kind of a popular one that was told. And then there's one called The Brights.
The Brights.
This, I feel like, is probably one of the most popular urban legends of all time.
Okay.
Okay. And this story, the beginning is always different. So I'm going to tell the Beyond Belief story that I was listening to. So some lady was traveling cross country to see her mom. Her mom was sick in the hospital and she lived in another state and she knew she was going to have to take care of her mom. So she packed her car up as much as she could and was traveling across the state. And she just stopped at a diner to get some food because she needed to eat. And she was like stopping at a hotel down the road.
This one. Okay.
I'm sure you know it. And the hotel was probably about like a few miles, but it was a small town. She was tired. So she's at this diner, she's eating, and this creepy guy comes up and he offers to buy her a drink. And she's like,
yeah,
nah, I'm good. And he's like, okay. And he's like a trucker, and she pays her bill and she leaves. She gets in her car and she has a really bad feeling the whole time. Like, she just has this gut feeling like
something is not right.
Not right. That guy was kind of creepy. I'll say my thoughts about that at the end. So yeah. She's like, that guy was kind of creepy. He gave me an uneasy feeling. She listened to her gut. That's what she's supposed to do. That's what we want you all to do. Anyways, she leaves. She's in her car. And she realizes that guy left exactly at the same time.
Ugh.
So she starts driving down the road. And she just sees this guy is on her ass driving right behind her. I don't know how far this hotel is. It's down there. It's quite far. So she's driving. She freaks out. And he just keeps flashing his brights at her. And like, she's thinking, I turned him down. Obviously, he's pissed about that. And he keeps driving his brights. And he's almost hitting her. And he just keeps flashing on his brights, then turning them off, flashing them again, turning them off, flashing them again, turning them off, just over and over. And then she's trying to get away from him, as any normal person would. So she speeds up and she accidentally hits a pothole and her car spins out. And he suddenly, and she's like, fuck, he's on to me. So she gets out of her car and she's like, please don't. She stops the car and the truck driver gets out with a gun and he's like, get fuck out of your car, lady. And she's like, oh my God, oh no.
Oh, shit.
She gets out of the car and she's freaking out. And she's like, I'm sorry I rejected you. And he's like, you get out of the car. And she's like, and she's out of the car. She's like, what?
She's like, I'm out.
Some guy comes out of her back seat holding a knife. And the guy tackles him to the ground, waits till the cops come. And the man with the knife is arrested. So the guy tells her, he's like, I'm so sorry. I tried to tell you at the restaurant before you left because I didn't, but you moved before I could even tell you. So I saw some guy sneaking into your car.
Oh my God.
When you went to the diner. So I was turning on my brights because when I would turn on the brights, he wouldn't attack you with the knife.
Dude, that is why I always check my back seat.
This.
It's like literally the story where I'm like, who's back there? I'll fucking kill you.
I kill you. Yes, always check your backseat.
And I always lock my doors as soon as I get in my car.
Yep. Yep. That's what people will try to do is like, if you don't lock your seat, that's when, because you're like all frazzled dazzled. Yeah. So, yeah, check your backseats. Do that. So, this is a, like, in Beyond Belief, they said it was fake, but Beyond Belief was from 1998. So however, there was a story that emerged of, about this happening in 2013.
Oh, shit.
Like I said, no details of who it was. It said it was in Virginia. A lot of them were in Virginia. But a lot, this urban legend preceded the actual happening of stuff going on.
Right.
But here's my thing. If some I saw somebody entering someone's car, I would call the police. I wouldn't be like, I'll just let them
know. It's my job now.
Yeah. I'm saying I appreciate that guy. It was kind of sad in the, like, Beyond Belief because the guy was very friendly to her and was like, I'll just buy you a drink. And she's like, no, he's a creep. And I'm like, oh, Becky, if you only knew. But I thought that was a really good one and I enjoyed it. I've heard other stories of like people are at a basketball game. It just changes like what they're doing.
Yeah, like who they are and where they're going. But yeah, that one is always a good one.
Yeah. And it's just like more or less like check your back seats, people. It costs you absolutely $0 to be more secure.
So scary.
So I'm going to tell two, but they're closely related. And again, some of the details change.
Okay.
And then I'll get into it in a little bit. Like I'm going to tell them back to back.
Okay.
So there's one called Aren't You Glad You Didn't Turn On the Light?
Oh my God.
Do you know this one?
I love this one.
Okay. So this girl, it's finals and she is in college and she has a roommate and they're very good friends because that rarely happens in college. And they're in a sorority house.
Oh,
so
God.
She is studying for finals. Her roommate said she was going to bed and she was like, well, shit, I need my book. So she snuck into the room in the middle of the night, noticed her roommate was sleeping. But she's fumbling around looking for her book and she kind of has a weird feeling about what's going on.
Huh.
So she grabs her books, she goes downstairs and she ends up falling asleep downstairs. The next day she wakes up and she walks into the room. She finds out her roommate was murdered and there is a lipstick sign on the window that says, aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?
So scary.
It's so spooky.
That's kind of similar to the Scream one.
Yeah.
Like, where the, I mean, I don't know, where the guy, like, snuck upstairs to kill one of the roommates and then came back down to, like, finish off the other one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, yeah.
That's scary.
Oh, that's really scary. So there's another one that's closely related, but I can get into the details. But there's also the story that she's, like, there and she thinks her roommate's, like, sleeping with some guy and she finds out the guy killed her. Like I said, all of these stories, if you're hearing them, you're like, that's not how it goes. They're all different.
Yeah, there's so many variations of these things.
So another urban legend is some woman is home alone and her husband's on a business trip and she has her trusty dog. She absolutely loves.
That was the one that I thought you were telling first.
I'm not going to say the name of it because it'll give it away. And her dog is just really comforting. Her husband's on a business trip. And she is just, you know, kind of feeling uneasy. And she hears some noises going on. And she sticks her hand underneath the mattress where her dog lays on the ground. And she just feels the dog licking. And she's like, oh, okay. The dog says everything's good. I'm good.
Yeah.
So throughout the night, she just kind of gets stressed out. And every so often, she sticks her fingers underneath the bed and the dog licks her fingers. And she's like, okay, we're good. And then later that night, she starts hearing a drip, 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 drip noise. And she's like, I don't know why a drip noise is scaring me, but it's really scaring me. So she puts her fingers underneath the door, the bed, and figures out her dog licks her. And she's like, if my dog's not freaking out.
Right. Everything's fine. I'm fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
If the dog isn't like barking, then you're safe, yeah. Right?
So she falls asleep. And next day she wakes up and she goes into her bathroom and finds out her dog's hung. And the dripping was from the dog. And there's a sign that says people can lick too.
So fucking twisted.
Okay, so you want to hear the scariest part? Based on true stuff.
Oh, shit.
Sort of.
Okay.
Because, like I said, urban legends come from something.
Pick and choose some.
And I just wanted details to tell those two because a lot of the details. So, in August 11th of 1871, there was a diary entry in England by this guy named Dearman Birchall.
That was his name? Dearman?
It was a beautiful name. Okay. Yeah, Dearman Birchall. And all right. His was telling the story of this lady, the dog's licking her hand, and it's actually the guy, so he can steal from them. So his is less violent.
Okay.
And she just realizes, and that's kind of where that story, but obviously we as people like to make stuff more fucked up.
Yeah.
So that's where that came from. Okay. So the, you know, people can lick too. Obviously that was a stretch of the original story where he was like, people are getting their fingers licked by dogs so they can,
So wait, Dearman experienced this?
No, or he was in diary entry that he talked about this, like, scary story that he thought of.
Oh, he, like, made it up.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And then, so, the sorority one of the Aren't You Glad You Didn't Turn On the Lights came from the Ted Bundy murders in the sorority houses.
That tracks.
Yeah. So, it's just... So these stories just come, I feel like this is a really short one, I'm sorry, but I feel like these stories come from like other stories because the sorority one is Ted Bundy, and we're not going to ever talk about Ted Bundy unless we have like little anecdotes like this.
Sure.
He went to a Tallahassee sorority house and he killed a lot of the sisters, and a few of the girls came in the middle of the night and they like came into their room and their roommate was murdered, but they didn't know.
Yeah.
So the next day they woke up and they're like, oh my God, my roommate was murdered. But they find out, you know, and that came from like the Ted Bundy.
So they're like stories that were essentially inspired by some true events and then were like spun a little bit to make it scarier.
Dearman Birchall, they said he wrote it in a diary. So to your point, they don't know if that was a true story or that was something he made up.
Oh, okay.
But like,
it's still eerie.
I just remember like urban legends for me growing up were like my
shit.
That was
the shit, dude.
I remember like I was at a sleepover and I heard the people can lick too, and I remember I like told some girls that story and they were like, oh my God, you're so scary. And I'm like, right? I mean, you're not wrong. So
do you remember the one that was like, I want to say her name was Alice, I don't know why, but like these people got married and they loved games, like that was their jam, they loved having like game nights and shit.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. Yeah. Go on. So tell the people.
Like, for their wedding, they're like, well, we're gonna have like games for the reception and we're gonna play hide and seek. And so then they like all play hide and seek and everyone's hiding and like basically no one can find the bride, and it becomes this whole ordeal where like no one can find her. They search the house top to bottom.
Was scared and
they think she got cold feet and just like fucking left. So years and years and years go by, and I think they were, like, cleaning out the attic because the husband had passed or something. So, like, family was taking care of his estate, and they find this huge trunk, and they open it up, and they find bones
with a wedding dress. With, like, blood from her trying to, like,
and her scratch marks on the top of the trunk. She had, like, gone into the trunk to hide and then couldn't get out because it, like, latched. And suffocated.
Yeah, that was from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
I love it. It's so scary.
So my sister, when I was asking this story, she delivered a little bit other than the whole like white after Labor Day thing.
That's like the best.
I love her.
What's your favorite urban legend? Wearing white after Labor Day.
She's like, it's scary. No. She said it's scary if you're planning a white outfit for Christmas, which I was like dying laughing because like,
my God.
I mean, she's not wrong. But she said the green ribbon. And if you guys yes. haven't heard the green ribbon, it's out of a book called In a Dark, Dark Room. And if you don't know what that is, you're not rolling with one of us. Yeah. And if That's because that was like that was the book that everyone would get around Halloween, and you'd be like, can I get it from
like the fucking book fair.
Yeah. And essentially the story was about this girl who wore a green ribbon around her neck.
Every day.
Every day. And this boy would always ask her what the green ribbon was for. And she's like, I can't really tell you. And he's like, okay, he would let it go. So they fell in love. They ended up getting married and just living a fruitful life. And every so often he'd be like, what's with the green ribbon? And she's like, I can't tell you that. So years and years pass, they have kids, they have a happy, full life, and she is on her deathbed. She got some disease, and she's just not doing, she got the TB. She's not doing too well, and she tells him, you've always wondered about this green ribbon. Do you want to know what the point of it is? And the guy's like, yes. So she's like, give me a kiss. And he kisses her, and then she's like, okay, untie my ribbon. And he unties the ribbon, her head falls off.
Dude, you should be that for Halloween.
I have my Halloween figure now.
Oh, okay, fine.
Well, next year I want to be Romy Michelle with you.
Okay, yeah. After I, like, lose all the baby weight.
I remember you're like, we're not doing that this year. I'm like,
I'm like, sorry, fine. I'm pregnant. It'll ruin it. That's a good one, though. I love the green ribbon one.
Yeah, I think that's one that stuck with kids after, like, for years. I bought that book. Did I tell you that?
Did you?
I did.
Oh, my God. You should bring it over. We should look at it.
Oh, absolutely. Except for it's not the same drawings. But it's fine. Aww. But it's still like...
Okay, fine.
Well, because they did that with Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Yeah. Do you remember they got rid of the like scary drawings? And they like made them like more kid-friendly? She's and we like, were like,
fuck
no.
Fuck that. Like, I want to be terrorized.
Well, they re-brought them back and then I bought that book set. I have all those too.
Yes.
Did you know that?
No.
I have all the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark and
fuck
I have...
Fuck yes.
Okay, well, next
we
time
need
we
to
do
have a
movie...
night.
Okay, here's also that story you just told me about the trunk. Have you ever heard of the movie? Okay, give me a second. Everyone's going to be freaking out. I'm sure people are screaming it right now.
Inspired by that story?
Yes.
Oh,
why no. is IMDb asking me questions? I'm so glad I know actresses' names. Ready or not?
Oh, why does that sound familiar?
It's this girl who gets married and on the wedding night, they have to play a game.
I remember seeing previews for that, but I never saw that movie.
Okay, I saw it. Do you want to do that for a movie night?
We should definitely do that for a movie night.
Yeah. And then we can look at my, scary stories and, scary stories to tell in the dark. All three or four of the books. I don't remember how many there are.
That's where we should get our jam jams.
Yeah.
We should have a fucking slumber party.
Let's have a slumber party.
Slumber party.
Slumber party. Before you have a baby.
Yeah,
because then you can't do slumber parties, really.
Like, soonish. We got 4 months.
Yeah, you guys are going to get some content. We're going to read stories, and it's going to be fun. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
But I had to buy those books. And this is before we even had the podcast. This is like, I needed
them. I'm so glad you bought those books
for
Kim. I have no idea where those books are. Like, we had them, but then, like, you know... parents get divorced and who knows where shit ends up.
Well, my parents, like, because Mark and I were like weirdos who liked scary stuff, and I remember my parents had to return the books because Mark and I were reading them and we started crying because we got really scared, and my parents were like, made us return them the next day at the library because they were like,
okay,
they're so scary. My god, parents were like, what is wrong with you guys?
If you can't handle it, you can't handle it.
And then we thought I would stop being creepy, and I never did. So,
well, you know, it wasn't a phase, Mom.
It wasn't. So, our request for you guys is email us urban legends that affected you, and I will do another rendition of this.
Fuck yes. And you didn't cover the one that I have in my queue of stories to tell, so
okay.
There will also be an urban legend that
you might have to tell me which one and I'll forget, okay. But... because
yeah, I'll tell you.
Because I couldn't remember what you and Steven said. I was so mad. I was like, which one was it? But I'm glad I didn't know, because I was gonna include it. But yeah, if there was a urban legend that really stuck out to you as a kid, please send it our way and tell us the story and we'll include that. And I'll do as much research as I can. But like I said, a lot of them are vague and everyone's like, oh, that happened to a girl in my hometown. It's like, it didn't.
But we want to know the deets of the girl.
That I had a lot of sources and I'll include those in the show notes. But it was,
it's a good one. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, because urban legends, like, they're so, like, they come from somewhere.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be so much easier to find, like, if they're true or not. And they're...
It's hard to research.
It's hard to do research. It's next impossible. And, like, the bright lights, they said it happened in 2013. I'm like, did it? Because it doesn't get any further than that. It's right. Like, it happened when?
At a time.
It happened at one point.
There was a person, a place, and a time, and a thing. Good job. Great. That was a fun one.
Yeah, I thought you would enjoy that one. I was like, ooh, because I was like, this one I didn't have to do too much research because I know the stories. Yeah.
But doing the back research
was insane. Yeah. And we just watched Beyond Belief all last night.
That's a good show.
Because I wanted to see if there was any that I know that, you know, if I was missing any that I didn't think of. But yeah. But yeah, please email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
You can also hit us up on Instagram at mysteriousmavenspod. You can DM us. You can like our posts. You can send your suggestions. Whatever floats your boat.
Just don't scam us because we don't fall for it. Also, we have a TikTok and we have a Facebook group. And I added a funny question on the Facebook group and... Steven was the only one who answered it.
Aww. But my husband. He's participating.
He was participating. It made me laugh. But yeah, join us on all those. And, you know, we're going to try to start filming some more stuff. And, you know, eventually, if you tell your friends and we're, like, doing this, we can probably get somebody to film us. So,
yeah.
It's up to you. Listeners.
Giving you a job. All right, friends, until next time, self-care yourself.
Yeah, please self-care for yourself. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.